When will Christ return for his people? Now, there's lots of speculation today about Christ's return and the end time. There are all kinds of books being written. If you go into any Christian bookstore, you'll find a whole shelf of books on prophecy. But there's almost an obsession with it at times. I was in a jail service recently, and afterwards a number of the men came up, and they were asking me, do you feel we're in the end times? Is the tribulation started yet? And one was asking me if I knew what the number 666 meant. And I could just see they were all wrapped up in the prophecy and in speculation. And yet these men were lawbreakers. They were in jail. And they needed to be concerned about their sin and about being right with God. And yet there they were all involved in speculation about prophecy. And there's an awful lot of it going on today. There's a lot of sensationalism. There are a lot of preachers, I feel, that are just using this in order to get a good audience to sell their books and in order to have big offerings at their meetings. But it is true that Christ is coming back. In spite of all the confusion and in spite of all the false teaching, in spite of all that's going on, we can say, yes, it is true, Christ is returning. He's coming back. He said in John 14:3, if I go away, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And he was talking to his disciples there. He said, I'm going away. He was preparing them for that. But he said, I am going to return. This is his promise to us. Many of you remember that General MacArthur, when he left the Philippines, when his forces were defeated there, and he left in haste, barely with his own life. He said in a very striking way, remember he made that statement, I shall return. And it was a brave statement. It was something that, caught the imagination of people everywhere. But General MacArthur had no assurance he would go back. He might have died in the war. At that time, he weren't even sure the United States would win. He had no assurance he would return. But let me say this. We do have assurance that Christ will come back. He is the Son of God. And every word of his will be fulfilled. And I am convinced, just as convinced as I am that I am sitting here right now breathing, I'm convinced that the Lord Jesus will one day return. The scripture says, every eye shall see him. Now, the question comes, when? Christians are waiting for his return. This is one of the things that marks those who are true believers. I like the description of believers in 1 Thessalonians 1, where he describes those Christians in Thessalonica as those who turn to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven. So for the past, we can say, well, we turn to God from whatever idols we may have been following. We turn to God. We believed in him. We accepted the Lord Jesus as our Savior. For the present, we can say, we want to serve him. Just want to live for him. Want my life to count for the Lord, to serve the living and true God. And the future, the glorious future is, yes, we wait for his Son from heaven. As he went up, and the men stood there looking up into heaven, the angel said, this same Jesus, whom you've seen go up into heaven, will return in like manner as you've seen him go. He's coming back. But what is the time? When will he return? And down through the years, many peoples have been interested in this. They've searched the scripture, and they've made predictions, and there have been at various times there's been special interest in this. And men have made predictions, and they've said, this is a date. In fact, fairly recently, some set a date for the end of the world. in the middle 1800s, there was quite a movement going on. And there were men who said they had this revelation from God, and they figured out from the prophecies of Daniel that Christ was coming back. They set a date, he didn't come. They revised the date, he didn't come. And so it's been. The Jehovah's Witnesses have said Christ is going to come back. They gave a date for that, he didn't return. What did the Lord say about all this date setting? You turn to Matthew 24 and verse 35. He says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knows no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Of that day or the hour, no man knows. When I'm going to come, he says, no one knows for sure. In verse 42, he says, watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord may come. Watch, be prepared, be alert. You don't know when he's coming. He goes on to speak of the fact that if a man owns a house, if he had known when a thief was coming, he would have watched. The thief came unexpectedly. And in verse 44, he says, be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man comes. I'm coming back. He says, nobody knows the time. It's going to be something that's unannounced. It's going to be something that is unexpected by the world as a whole. But you that have come to know and trust in the Lord Jesus and are his followers, he says, you, be alert, be awake. I'm coming back. Are you ready for him? Can you say, I'm waiting for his son from heaven? Why do you say, I go to church and I put some money in the offering, and I believe in the golden rule. And I believe in treating other people the way you'd want them to treat you. And I try to do what's right by my fellow man. I didn't ask you that. Have you turned to God from idols? From all the idols of this world, have you trusted the Lord Jesus? Are you saved, as the Bible speaks of? And are you waiting for his son from heaven? This is a mark of being one of Christ's true followers, waiting for him to return. Now, we don't know the time. We're told the exact time is something that no man knows. The angels don't know, he says, the exact time. But we are to be ready. Now the Lord said there are some things that are going to happen before he comes back. There are things that will mark this age, he says. Nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. I'm reading from Matthew 24. There'll be famine, pestilences, and so forth. And then he speaks of a time of great difficulty, and he speaks of it as a time of great tribulation. In verse 21, he says, then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And he says, before he sets up his kingdom, there's going to be a time of tremendous persecution and tribulation. And he doesn't give any dates or anything like that, but he just warns concerning it. It's going to be a very difficult time. Christ is coming back. Some of the details, the prophetic details, Christians are not agreed on. Because I suppose we have to say that we know in part. And the Lord has not seen fit to just lay out a precise kind of a schedule and an outline and giving dates and times and so forth. So that it's not wise for those who are believers to get too heated and to feel too bitter toward those who may differ with them on some of the details. Christ is coming back, and we're to be waiting and longing for his coming. And some of the details we do not know. And Christians here differ. Some may say, well, we think that he's going to come before the tribulation. And some believers say, well, we think he's coming perhaps in the middle of the tribulation, and some say perhaps after the tribulation period. And we have to be humble here and admit we know in part. We don't have all the answers. We have to be careful about identifying persons or events too accurately, or we may bring the Word of God into disrepute. You know, Mussolini was coming on strong. And when he was making great conquests and making great noises like a world ruler, some people said, oh, this is the Antichrist, and this is the last days, and it's coming to a head now. And the church is going to be raptured any time. It's going to be taken up. Well, it didn't happen. Mussolini's dead and gone these many years. More recently, some were saying Henry Kissinger is the Antichrist, and I've seen pamphlets even talking about this. And I even heard one man saying, well, he felt Ronald Reagan had the number 666. Somehow he'd worked out his name to get that number. How he did it, I don't know. But all the speculation and all of the imagination that some people have, the Lord says, you don't know the day nor the hour, but be ready. He's coming back. And we believe when he comes, he's going to catch Christians up to be with himself. There's going to be the judgment for his believers, for those who followed him, an evaluation of their lives. Because he said when he comes back, he'll be like a man who calls his servants and takes up accounts with them. And then there's going to be the 1,000-year reign that it speaks of in Revelation 20 and verse 4. They lived and reigned with him 1,000 years. And then finally, at the end, the final judgment. And so Christ is coming back, and we're convinced of that. Let's beware of a lot of idle speculation. Let's be concerned about living a godly, holy life for him. Let's wait for his Son from heaven. And let's be sure that when he comes, we're doing those things that please him and delight him, instead of bringing grief to him. Why read a little poem here by Amy Carmichael that says, come, Lord Jesus, because of little children soiled and disinherited, despoiled, because of hurt things, feathered, furred, tormented beast, imprisoned bird, because of many-folded grief beyond redress, beyond belief, because the word is true that says, the whole creation travaileth. Of all our prayers, this is the sum. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, come. Is that the cry of your heart? Are you waiting for the Lord Jesus to come from heaven? I hope you.